Fellers, I had been ambushed, and I never saw it coming. Not only had I fallen for the Lucy disguise, but I had eaten the doctored candy. Two pieces. I mean, hadn't I heard Deputy Kyle say that they use tranquilizers on dogs? Yes, I'd heard it. I'd had plenty of warning, yet somehow... I can't even describe how stupid I felt. When I woke up, it was broad daylight, and I was sprawled across the gravel drive in front of the machine shed like something. Like a cuckoo clock that had been pitched out of a speeding car. And we're talking about gears and wheels and springs spread out over half an acre. That's exactly how I felt. Like a busted clock. And you talk about headache. Obviously, the deadly poison had worked its mischief on my head, and I was just lucky to have lived through the night. But the worst part of waking up was that two scowling men stood over me. I blinked my eyes, jacked myself onto four sloshy legs, and finally figured out who they were, Slim and Deputy Kyle. Deputy Kyle held a little notebook in his hand.
So they tranquilized your dog? Where were you when it happened?
I ain't telling.
Slim, I need to know.
Can you keep it out of your report?
Maybe. We'll see.
Slim gazed off in the distance. I fell asleep in the dadgum bathtub. Deputy Kyle looked up from his notebook, stared at Slim for a moment, and broke out laughing.
You fell asleep in the bathtub?
Slim looked miserable. He dug his hands into his pockets and kicked a rock. Heck yes, and didn't wake up till 7 o'clock this morning. I've got dishpan hands all over my body. He looked down at me. At least Hank had a good excuse. My only excuse is that I seem to fall asleep at all the wrong times. And I'm dumber than dirt. He shot a glance at Deputy Kyle. But that don't need to go in your report. He smiled.
What did they take?
Everything that wasn't nailed down, every stinking tool on the ranch. They picked us clean as a goose, and Loper's gonna cook what's left of my goose when he finds out. Any chance we can get the tools back?
Deputy Kyle wrote something down and slipped the notebook into his pocket.
We never give up on a case, but this guy's a smart cookie. My guess is that he's left the county and maybe the state. We'll do what we can.
He gave Slim a pat on the shoulder.
Cheer up, buddy, and look at the bright side. They didn't steal your dog.
Laughing at his own joke, I didn't see the humor of it myself. Deputy Kyle climbed into his car and drove away. Slim heaved a heavy sigh and dug his hands deeper into his pockets.
Well, I guess I better start looking for another job. Maybe they need somebody to sweep out the pool hall.
Yes, and maybe I needed to start looking around for another job, too. I mean, I could already imagine what Loper would say when he heard that I had let a scheming little monkey rob us blind. Slim and I would be court-martialed, stripped of all rank and pay, fired, thrown out on the street. And you know what? We deserved it. There wasn't a ranch in Texas that needed a hired hand who slept all the time, or a guard dog that was dumb enough to... You know what really hurt about this deal? I had relaxed my guard and had allowed a cynical, conniving little monkey to use my decent impulses against me. I mean, he played me like a puppet on a violin. Remember when Bubs said he hated his job? He loved his job. He was born to be a crook, a liar, an imposter. He loved to steal and rob, and most of all, he loved slipping Mickeys to guard dogs who thought they were too smart to get fooled by a monkey. That was a perfect description of me, and it made me sick.